because you are in a challenging time, we would like to speak to you about overlapping. Overlapping is a thing that happens when there is so much energy to deal with. The energy does not go into its normal place to be dealt with in a reasonable and acceptable and possible way. And what you get is you get overlapping energy patterns. You're in this challenging time with the weather, with the heat, that of course is going to continue to be an issue for a while. And so you want to be careful that you do not let things overlap that do not belong together. This really occurs when you are adding up the number of things, for instance, that have gone wrong in a day. And then you come to an energetic conclusion about that, which usually means that you are bad. Now, you cannot ask us to explain this logically because, of course, it is not logical, but it is a good example of overlapping energies. So let us start from the beginning of the day. So you rise and the coffee pot is no longer functioning. And that happens and you are upset about that and in need of that caffeine, but you manage that. And directly after that, you get a call from a neighbor asking you if you would mind watching their home and feeding their animals while they are gone for a month. And that is a second thing, because you are caught in that with that horrible decision to make. What are you going to do with all of that? And so now these energies are all mixing up. The coffee pot and the neighbor are all over each other. And now what happens? The doorbell rings. And it is someone from your past you never want to see again. And there they are at the door. And so now we have another energy crossing over. And all of a sudden, you are concluding that your life is awful and that you must have done something wrong, that all of this would happen. And that is the byproduct of crossover energies. You see, if each of these things had happened one day at a time, you would not be bothered with this. Okay, we lost the coffee pot. That is too bad. There's a Starbucks not far away. And the neighbor, we will have to deal with the neighbor and make boundaries. Fine. Someone has knocked at the door and it is a person you are going to have to be kind to, but you are not going to open yourself for whatever reason it has happened. So you see, if you were dealing with these things one a day, you would not have this overlapping energy. Now, to explain it another way, let us look at how much more difficult this becomes when you are overheated. So you are out and you are dealing with the overheatedness. And when you add that to the coffee pot and the neighbor and the friend from the past, when you look at all of that, the lanes are not clear. So the way we get through this time is to keep the lanes clear. So we'll start with the coffee pot. So we start with the coffee pot and we say, how am I feeling? How are you feeling? And it is, oh, upset. I wanted the caffeine. I wanted the coffee. I've always relied on this coffee pot and now it is gone. And I feel bad about that. I might even feel angry about that. And the first thing we do, we acknowledge the feeling. Of course you do. Of course you feel the way you feel about this. And we are sorry that this is what you are having to deal with. Now, we mention this because, you see, this is the part that you were taught to skip. Do not go to this part. Just go to immediately trying to solve the problem without any acknowledgement of your own upset. So we want acknowledgement, because acknowledgement is the first step before release happens. So let us acknowledge that this is very upsetting, and not judge it. Let us not judge the way we feel about something. That is so unkind. Let us be truthful with ourselves about the way we feel. Now, after we acknowledge that, then we can say, and what am I going to do for me? And that is the time you probably want to go to Starbucks and get your favorite coffee, whatever that might be. But this step that you have been taught to skip is the one that does not allow you to straighten out those energy lines. But let us say we took care of the coffee, and now we get the call from the neighbor. And so now we are not totally unresponded to when that call comes in, because you have responded to yourself. You have said, I feel, I understand, I will take care of myself. So then when the second thing happens, you can say, that is asking too much of me. So rather than, what is wrong with me, and I guess I'm supposed to be sacrificing here as well, but you aren't. So you can say, I'm so glad you're going on a trip. I won't be able to do all of that because of the busyness of my own life. Do you have someone else you can call? I will certainly be happy to look for someone who could house sit for you. Perhaps that would be the best thing. And then you're going to get whatever response it is. Probably the neighbor, if she is decent, is going to say, of course, you are correct. And then that comes to peace. And you can say, did I feel bad that I did not take care of my neighbor? If I did, I'm going to acknowledge that and say, oh boy, look at that. That is the old pattern. If I were a nice person, I would take care of all of that for my neighbor. And, oh, that is an old pattern. Let us call out the old pattern. But what I did goes with a new pattern. What I did had a boundary in the place where it belonged. And that is good. And so now, We are beginning to take care of ourselves. We acknowledge whatever we feel, but then we take care of ourselves. And by the time there is a knock on the door by someone you don't want to see, you have not crossed lines with all of these other things that happened. So you can go to the door and say to yourself, of course, here is someone I do not want to see. What is the best way to handle that? And so you say, hello, whoever this might be. This is a bad time. Perhaps you could give me a call later and we could talk. And so then maybe the old guilt comes up. And if it does, then we acknowledge that. Well, there's the old guilt. If I were a better person, I would want to talk to this person. But the truth of it is, you did not want to talk to this person. So you honored your own need and your own pattern. And you offered some kind of option, which the person will probably never take. Usually they do not. But you can say then, well, there's the old pattern kicking up. But the new pattern gave me permission to make a boundary here where I wanted a boundary to be, and good for me. Now, you see, when you can do it that way, you do not get these crossing energy things, because when those pile up, you cannot win, and you feel terrible, and you do not see a way out of it, and you think it's about you, when actually it is not about you. It is about life, it is about old patterns, and it is about new growth. So that is what we want you to think about, because with the pressing of the heat, you will find that there is the pressing of other things as well. So to the best of our ability, let us keep those energy tracks as clean and clear and straight as we can. You are all doing such good work. Do add this to your endeavors, because you deserve to be free of that kind of pain and confusion. So, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Feel a gentle rain fall and wash away the weak. Wash away any of the strain and pressure that you might still be holding. When you feel the rain, give it to the rain. Feel it falling away from your body and your energy. Feel the cleansing energy from the earth come into your root and wash the root clear, so that the energy of the root that holds the pattern for what you are creating is strong again and in place and a part of you. Let the cleansing energy come up into the second center and wash away shame and judgment. Let it all go, so that the second center can simply cleanse you as it was intended to, so that anything that comes into your life can be washed out of your life when you no longer wish to hold it. Let the cleansing energy come into your solar plexus and wash away all emotions that you do not wish to hold, that are not the emotions of love and respect, of joy, of inspiration, Feel the cleansing energy come into your heart and water your garden. And feel that energy make everything grow. And be strong and beautiful and expansive. Let the cleansing energy come into your throat and wash away any communication that is not about love and support and respect. Feel the cleansing energy come into your third eye and wash the third eye so that it is clean and clear and your intuitive abilities are alive and well. And feel the cleansing energy come up through your body and wash out to the crown, opening the crown as it washes your ability to accept, to bring in all the things that the universe wishes you to have. Now move your attention into your garden in your heart. See how fresh and beautiful and strong it is. See all that you have created and all that grows in you. And see that there is a path in your heart center that is illuminated and calls you. And walk to that path, step onto the path, and relax. Let the path take you where you need to go. And breathe in the air, which is full of the blessings, all the blessings that you need, the blessings that enrich you, that make you strong, that make you happy. And feel that the path takes you to the place of clouds. And you are looking around at clouds everywhere. See how soft they are. And allow yourself to become so light that you can rest on one of the clouds. And let it take you wherever you need to go. Without effort, lighter than the cloud. Now, when you step down from the cloud, take a thought that you may be thinking that might be heavy. And remove the thought from your body so that it is in front of you. And move that thought to the cloud. And feel the cloud come under it and lift it and lighten it. Now know this place of the clouds and that you can come here anytime with anything that is heavy and lighten it on the cloud. Now watch the clouds rise and move upward and step down from your cloud to the path. Let the path move you upward again. Till you come to the place of the wall. And look at the wall and see how you feel about any wall that might be blocking you. Go inside of yourself, see how you feel. Respect and acknowledge however that feeling might be. Be empathetic with yourself about that feeling. And now feel your spirit fill you. And feel the energy of your spirit coming out through your hand. And touch that wall and watch it fall. And see the beauty of the path that is past the wall. The places where you want to go, the way you want to live. And step onto that free path, leaving the wall behind you. Let the path take you to the place of the gift, and resting your mind, know the gift. When you've known the gift, turn back down the path and let the path take you gently past the places you have been and bring you into your heart center. When you're in your heart center, begin to breathe into your heart center to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.